sir.
Still having splendid fun, what?
Quite giddy, sir.
There have been a few knockers along the way, though.
Knockers, sir?
Naysayers, you know, do-badders. Haters, as it were.
Indeed, sir.
What they need to realise, though, is what we're doing is frightfully, terribly important.
Quite, sir.
Welcome back. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
And it's the James Niger Show.
Okay, all right.
Featuring Kevin Milton and
Peach Bellini.
Peach Bellini.
We're calling him Peach Bellini now.
I don't like that at all.
Well, we were at a...
Can I snag a bit more of that volume, by the way?
Sure, absolutely. How's that? Does that feel good?
Just a bit tiny more. Oh, yeah.
You want to hear me, like, oh, you want,
yeah,
like a soft whisper in your ear?
I like it.
So to start us off with an anecdote, by the way, hello everyone. Hello mom, hello dad, hello Ryan.
My roommate back
on
Moon.
Oh really? Okay.
Tom listening?
Hopefully.
Think
probably not.
Tom's the tank engine, you know. It's,
can you, yeah. Dude, we didn't even introduce you. Shut up.
My name's
can you hear him?
No, I actually can't.
Yeah,
okay, hold on, give me a sec.
I wish it weren't.
Give me some levels, Julian.
Hello.
Some more levels, Julian.
Okay,
great. You also you whisper Kevin. Like you whisper like a spineless human being.
Kevin told me not to put it this
okay,
close.
Okay, all right, thanks, Julian.
You can do that as long as you're not like.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'll just.
I mean, at least you're not.
We were talking on the way here. Yeah. Hold on, give me one second. Go ahead.
Yep. Are we?
No, we're not.
Oh.
Welcome back. No, I really can't.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, there we go. All right.
Out of which microphone? This one? Or that one?
This one. So yeah, I guess Peach Bellini's just gonna sit in the background.
Better?
Yeah.
I still can't hear myself. My own.
Take out that one.
Here. I don't know what's going on right now.
Here, let me help you out.
Oh, God, great first episode back.
Yeah, no, I knew this was going to happen. How's that for you?
This one?
Your headphones.
It's not that great, but I can work with it.
Okay.
We'll be fine. We'll fix it after break.
Yeah. I mean, we're pretty low maintenance at this point, because we know.
Wow,
go right.
2.5 minutes of...
of just... Hey, do you got... You plug that wire in. All right, so we are back, and it feels great to be back. I was going to start us off with the... Julian, shut up.
Julian, we can. I feel bad because we can get you back in during the break, but like,
yeah, we'll finagle something.
We're already 8 minutes into the show, or you know,
we are 3 minutes. Yeah, right. Anyway, just a little anecdote to start us off. We went to Olive Garden, which they call the Italy of the Northeast.
No, I don't think that at all. I don't think anyone would call it that.
Well, I called it. I walked
well,
into.
You like
I walked
to
into Olive
Garbage.
What? Yeah, that's why I'm so involved with you. Anywho,
that hurt.
We should get Danny in here, be the air horn guy. He'll be the gum guy. Danny will be the air horn guy.
I don't want a gum guy at all, though.
No, I think we need a gum guy.
Okay.
Wait, you don't want to hear? No. Just distantly from the background, just lip smacking. Just.
Yeah. No. I'm horribly uncomfortable with that.
Anywho. We were at the Italy of the Northeast, as they say, and, you know, it smelled of olive oil and
gardens
and
yeah,
wine
sadness.
And whatever, like Chianti. what's up?
Sadness.
And sadness. And I saw on the menu something called a Peach Bellini. I don't know what that is. And for some reason, I found this so funny. I was like, Julian, look, they got your name on the menu. He's like, well, Peach Bellini? So now I've just been calling him Peach Bellini.
I like that a lot, actually.
It's his last name, Bellini.
It is.
Right?
Oh, God, yeah. Pep band around here.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Oop.
I really wish we had some more soundproofing in here.
I wish we had some more sound in here.
Do you want me to scream? I could scream.
No, I mean, like, I don't know. It's every time it feels like I just get screwed over with the headphones.
Actually,
or, I don't, can you hear me in your headphones?
That's completely true. Hold on.
Or is that?
I can hear everyone perfectly.
Okay. That's fine.
Hold on, I'm adjusting things. Maybe.
Oh, they're just gonna play right here.
Are you serious?
I think we're actually screwed.
Oh my lord. All right, so we're gonna try to get as much as we can in before we're just playing music. Julian, tell me your life story. Go.
Do you hear me?
No.
All right. Yeah.
Anywho.
That's a good one.
So, updates
wow,
with me.
Seriously?
What?
What?
Wow. He's telling his story right now. Are you not listening to him?
No. Oh, Oh, yeah, wow, that's crazy, Julian.
I hate you guys.
Wow, yeah. Submachine gun? Spork is
ones of a... Really? Your entire family? Oh my god.
That's wild, Julian.
That's
You're
tragic.
A psychopath.
Tragic.
Anyway. So just some updates to start us off for the year as we go on. And I you know, we don't like form, but I got Invisalign.
Oh.
And I have to keep it in for, you know, as if you couldn't emphasize my virginity anymore. I got Invisalign, and it makes me sound like this sometimes. So I may or may not come on the radio 70% of the
Ooh,
time.
No, I like it. It sounds
Hello.
Saucy.
It's not in right now.
Like, no, I mean, like...
Oh, you like this? That's lisp?
Oh, I think actually, I don't want you to do that
no?
ever again.
You sure?
That's like a Pennywise.
You don't talk like that.
That's not Pennywise. It's not that bad. No, it's a little... But you can... It'll be
like,
emphasized.
It's like
over
Pennywise
this.
if he was just gargling all the time.
Is Pennywise was the clown?
The clown, yeah.
Oh.
Did you see it?
I saw the original.
Julian and I saw it recently.
You gotta wait. You have to emphasize that title more.
What? No,
it
I mean,
sounds
we
really
saw it
vague.
The other day.
It sounds so annoying. You could really drive someone crazy
do.
Doing that. Oh wait.
What movie did you see yesterday? Oh yeah, we saw it.
Yeah, we saw it.
Saw what? Kingsman. The.
Yo, we totally saw it.
Oh yeah. How was it? It was pretty good.
It was good.
Yeah.
Oh wait, Julian. Actually, while we have you, that's great. That's wonderful.
Lovely.
I really hope that comes
this,
in the
and
background.
And then we got the corduroys. The other time. You got so pissed that one time.
Oh, the corduroys. Those beautiful men, but they're just... Worst time. It was the worst
Speaking
possible time.
Speaking of worst time...
And beautiful men.
Our show. The slot that we have. I would like to... we might want to actually consider getting a less optimal time on a Monday or something like that, because... I just realized if I'm going to be doing volunteer stuff for the fraternity, I may... Like, there are some things that are only full day, and I may not get back before our show.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want to do that to you, obviously, because I
right.
like doing this.
Uh-huh. I'm not a one-man show, either.
Yeah, no, you need someone to play off show. Of, or someone to sync your... oh, hey, they're gone.
Oh, good.
Someone to sync your...
well, we've really got a lot of school pride.
Creativity,
oh, look, the pep band's gone. Great.
Thank God. No, I have friends in pep band, but, like, honestly, I'm not sitting through that, especially 10 feet... Oh.
No, go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Oh. Take away from the WIJRH. Oh, ooh. We're going to be listening to Mocha Gumbo, Kevin Milton, and James Nigro featuring Peach Bellini?
Peach Bellini.
Peach Bellini.
Also, yeah, so this is our established time slot. It.
Oh, are we done
boy.
Right now, then, I guess?
All right. We'll see how long this lasts. I guess we could just... Thank you.
This doesn't even count as a show anymore. This is just like a mess.
I guess I'll.
Is it like very clear?
No. I mean,
wait, hold on. If let's just be quiet for a sec and look at the levels. Yeah, that's coming through loud and clear.
Lovely.
No, I don't know. The thing is, I don't know. After the fact, it could be nothing. It could come in as nothing.
Julian, can you actually do us a favor? Can you, I might even, like, I don't want to, this is going to sound like I'm just, like, roasting you, but do you mind leaving the room and, like, pulling up the show on your phone and seeing if you can hear it in the background? Because that'll kind of dictate what we do next, I guess, right?
Yeah, I'm not sitting through. I don't think anyone wants to hear. It might be nice to hear the pep band. You don't want to hear the pep band in the background, like,
yeah.
Vaguely.
How about we just go to music?
All right, we're gonna go to commercial. Here is the Lafayette pep band.
Oh, all right, funny. No, I'm playing my songs and.
All right, yeah. Tell me what you got.
I'm still okay. So are you even playing? I can't hear anything. This is a comedy of errors. That's a bit better, but I still can't hear much. Here,
it's
we'll
very
go.
Low in the
do you mind if I do a song first?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Let's do Summer Lover by Harbor and Home.
Summer Lover by Harbor and Home. We will be right back with or without the Lafayette College pep band. Hopefully without, and that's no diss, but I would just love to have some.
There's a lot going wrong.
I would love to have already. Some white noise in the background. All right,
we're just white noise all the time, though.
What? we're the
we are the whitest noise you could possibly
instead of
get.
Ocean waves, people just listen to our droning voices. Alright, so we'll be back in a couple of minutes. We'll play you a few songs. Stick around and enjoy this beautiful summery Saturday and the beginning of fall.
Ooh. I'm a pretty lover, won't you come my way? I've got something on my mind that I need to say. With my heart far gone, love's been hard to find. No, summer pretty lover, won't you please be mine? And no, don't you keep so close. The ones I love the most. And no, don't you say my name, 'cause I'm not the only one. Understand, things have changed, can't stay the same. I'm a different man, said goodbye too many times. Now we're far apart. Oh, summer pretty lover, don't you break my heart. And oh, don't you keep so close, 'cause I hurt the ones I love.
Inside, and I don't wanna see
College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania.
And
I'm your co-host, James.
And I'm your host, Kevin. That was sort of a brinkmanship thing. And that's Julian in the background.
It's Peach Bellini.
Can you hear him?
Now, yeah, let's give Julian a little love here. Julian, keep talking. Julian? Talk about your life.
This is a Mugamba, by
Julian,
the way.
Julian, my friends call me Julian. I live in a town called Westboro. They're known for making sleds and
probably the most famous American inventor ever.
There he is.
Well, at least top three with Edison and probably
Kellogg's.
Probably Ford. Yeah, he's above the Wright brothers.
Really?
Yeah.
Julian, can you talk like you have a spine and you self confidence and self image?
I go to the gym twice a week.
All right,
and,
there we go. That's what I was looking for. That wasn't for levels. That was for me
a lot now. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I can't hear either of you.
Oh, I can hear Julian very well. I like it a lot, actually.
Julian, I'm going to do you a little favor here. I'm going to bump this up.
Here, let's stop mixing around with the sound. Julian, keep talking.
Yeah, I can hear myself now, which is kind of weird.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Tell us a story.
I can hear you guys now. Awesome.
Yeah. I want you to...
Is it a story?
Yeah.
I'll tell you the story about how I met a time traveler.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Interesting.
I don't think you've ever told this on air, have you?
No, have I told this to you, though?
Yeah, I've heard this
I've never heard this one.
Yeah, it's a great story. Go ahead, Julian.
So I worked at a... It's kind of like a senior living home. I was in the kitchen. I was a dishwasher. We served tomato soup with every meal, but... tomato juice, okay? I had to go out and get up more tomato juice. The chef's like, we're out of tomato juice.
The mic up Julian, here, by the way.
Yeah, let's go to, it's like, go out to the supermarket, buy some tomato juice, bring it back. So I got in my car, jumped in, drove to the supermarket, was loading up my car with tomato juice. Guy pulls up alongside my car, like, right when I'm about to leave. He's like, hey, what year is it? Like, that's a little odd. Like, that's not something you hear every day.
Right.
So I told them that it was, like, it was 2014. He's like, oh, really? Like, he was surprised. And I was like, oh, shit, well, yeah, it's 2014. Then he's like, oh, well, okay, I guess. And then he drove away. And then I realized he was probably talking about the model of my car, which is a 2005 Honda CR-V.
It's one of my favorites. I love that. Now, is that an original? Is that a Peach Bellini original?
Yeah. That actually happened, yeah.
Yeah, and maybe, here's just is food for thought. I know it's not Sunday yet, so you're not in this mindset, but if you could not drop profanities on my show, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Did I just...
Yes. You said the S word, my dude.
The big S, the big one.
When did I say that?
When you were... It was the X word you used to... Oh, wow.
Hold on. Let's just take a second. Would you like to apologize to the families of America for poisoning their youth?
No.
Wow. I made him stronger.
Savage killer.
Well, go ahead.
I always thought. Like,
now, can you be somewhat consistent with holding that mic? That'd be great. Thank you.
I thought if it would.
Could I tell a story?
Yeah, go ahead. Story time. This is story segment. It started at 5:23.
This is the story of how I single-handedly defeated every member of the pep band today.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you like to go ahead and tell us that story?
I'm going
to
make it happen in 10 minutes, and then I'll come back and tell the tale.
All right. You just hear a lot of banging and rustling and horns going off. Let's get a little update. I don't think we've updated anyone on our lives. How was the summer, boys? What happened? I know Julian worked for, he promoted...
Subsidized foreign wars?
He promoted the industrial, the military industrial complex. By, what?
Milk.
Yep. Thank you, Pep Band, for punctuating my sentences with brass.
Well, thank you them for saving me from my horrible seizure in my chair.
You know what's great? Actually, it's kind of useful. God bless you. It's kind of useful to have the Pep Band to just fill in the silence. You know, if we don't have anything to say.
There shouldn't be silence, though.
I know, but we can be a little lazier now.
I guess I'd rather it not be punctuated, though. I'd rather just, even if we're just saying onomatopoeias. Over again. Could I,
God bless you. I don't speak German. What? Yeah, exactly.
Can I snag some of that?
Snag some of what? You want some water after you just... You sound a little sick. I don't know how I feel about your pathogens in my water.
It's not sick. I haven't drank anything today.
All right, sure,
peasants. My throat's closing up.
It's store-brand water. I don't know if you drink that. Seem like a,
Water was once currency.
And artisan water.
I'm pretty sure.
So anyway, wow, I love hearing the Pep Band.
Julian,
I would like to hear about your experiences. Julian this summer worked with, I know this might be classified info, worked with Raytheon. He developed some sort of way to promote American imperialism. I don't know how, because he's a thoughtless drone. He's a mindless consumer, just a sponge of nationalism. Go ahead, tell us how that was.
Well, it was a... 9 to 5, so I'd wake up every morning in at around 7:30. I'd take a shower, and then I'd drive in. And, you know, it was a desk job. I had a cubicle. I was making calls.
Yeah, you seem like that kind of guy.
And,
plain.
Come home to my wife and
my
kids.
My dad would say Teddy Milk Toast.
How's your wife doing, by the way? I haven't seen her in a while.
Oh, she's doing well. She's doing well.
What's she doing today?
She actually has the night off. That's the deal. She brings the kids to Taekwondo practice the night before. I pick them up from soccer.
That's fair.
Oh, well, that's a good
deal.
Oh,
wow, you got active kids.
Yeah, no, they're,
How many yet?
Oh, two.
Now, by any chance, do you happen...
Each?
Yeah, gender. Oh, I'm sorry. I just...
okay.
Julian, just curious. These kids sound like high achievers. They wouldn't happen to be honor roll students, would they?
Oh, yeah, no, of course, Kevin.
Wow. I don't know if you know about this, but you can pick up these nifty little bumper stickers to let... Like, I didn't know that, and I would have liked to know that earlier. So you can pick up these nifty little bumper stickers that you put on the back of your car. You can let everyone know that your son and daughter is an honor roll student. Isn't that cool? Julian?
Yeah, Kevin, magnets really are a cool thing.
Yeah, I really love magnets.
Probably, I like magnets too.
Yeah, magnets are, that's the thing. It's like a sticker, except they stick to metal and you can just keep reusing them because they're, it's not like they lose their adhesive.
Can you,
it also, but
you, what's with the rheumatoid arthritis? Can you hold the mic like,
wow,
you know, with
that
some
was,
consistency?
That was such an amalgamation of words right there.
Rheumatoid arthritis?
Rheumatoid arthritis?
Yeah. Rheumatic gout?
No.
Wait, hold on, there's an announcement.
Oh, hey,
you're
being annoying again.
Thank you. That's actually, can that count as our PSA for the day?
We don't even do PSAs anyway.
We don't. We PSA do. We do that... PSAs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know all the PSAs we do?
We haven't done one lately, but...
Yeah. Well, it's our first episode. We'll do some PSAs.
First of all,
in fact, you know what?
No.
Let's knock this out of the way right now.
Here, can I?
You can give us some background music.
I've already memorized one of these. Well,
okay, I don't think you have.
Ready? Here, okay. Give me 30 seconds, and I'll do our PSA. All right.
Okay, that doesn't count, but this won't count, but sure, go ahead. And hold on, and go.
All right, calcium. You guys think you got enough? Probably don't. You know what you gotta do? Convert. Convert to my religion of the spooky dookie bone man. All you have to do is pray to him every night. You got calcium for days.
You're at 15 seconds. Is that it?
You just... No, are you
okay,
kidding me?
Okay, go ahead.
Right. I'm trying to talk about my passion.
Go ahead.
So, every night you have to say, thank Mr. Skeletal, and you will have strong bones and good calcium for the rest of your life. It's super simple. I've been doing it for years, and I have the strongest bones that anyone I know. Alright, that's it.
Okay, that was weird.
I mean, that was informative, is what I thought it was.
I thought it was... I don't know if you're allowed to convert someone to a religion over the airwaves.
Oh, it's not a religion, it's a cult.
Oh, okay. Oh, I know all about that. all right, so let's throw some of these in here. Can we get some mood music? Do you want to throw on a song? Something interesting? Or I can do it, I don't mind.
Yeah, sure. I'll put on some ska punk if you want
to. Actually, that'd be great. Ska punk would be perfect.
Yeah. Right,
and there's nothing like ska punk on a Saturday afternoon.
In the background of a PSA?
Yeah. It's just like Oreos and milk.
A lot of these are explicit. Let's do... I like this one a lot. Let's do On and On and On.
All right.
Catch 22.
So here's our PSA segment, and here we go. Summer Food Service Program. If your child relies on free or reduced price school lunches, Feeding America can help provide them with free meals this summer. Visiting feedingamerica.org/summermeals to find your local food bank for help. Once again, that's feedingamerica.org/summermeals. Together, we're Feeding America. This message is brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council. Keep it going, keep it rolling. We're on fire. Here we go, number two. Shared responsibility. Some statistics are surprising, some are unbelievable, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%, and that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that, and fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities. To stop them, challenge them, push them, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore. You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
All right, let me do the last one. All right, so learn to spot the sudden signs of stroke. You just need to know fast. F. Fire. As in burning toast. A. A smell such as burning toast. S. Burning toast. Smells like burning toast, rather. Sorry. Then T. Toast. Burning. What the smell is like. Time to call 911 immediately.
Was that an actual...
No.
Okay.
There's a joke in my friend group that, so when...
Oh, thanks for bringing esoteric jokes to a general audience.
I don't know the meaning of the word, but I'll roll with it. All right. So, well, it's not really a joke. There's been a debate in my friend group whether you smell burning toast or you smell, I forget what it is, but there's something else when you're having a stroke, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I always thought it was burning toast. And
I've heard that before.
Yeah. So that was what that was about.
Huh. Speaking of
burning toast.
No, actually. You know, I'm making the transition right now from the stories I would tell a small group of rapscallions or people over the airwaves. And I was just about to go off, and I realized I can't. But stay tuned. Around 12 o'clock will be our After Dark edition. Not really. That'd be great, that'd be though. Fun. That would be a lot of fun.
Midnight to, I don't know, maybe not on Saturday. Maybe
yeah. If you had a nice Wednesday, if you had a complete lack of a social life like me, you'd be okay with it. But, you know, you're in frat.
I mean, you could probably stay here for 6 hours straight. No,
yeah,
you.
Really. And nobody would miss me.
No, no one would. I don't know why you're laughing. It's really sad. Like, it's pathetic. I'm only laughing because I'm upset with your existence. So.
Yeah, that's fair. So what's coming up? I'm trying to think of topical things. I've been wanting to talk about this. I had nobody to talk to with about it.
Julian, you look so sad.
No, I'm trying to. I've heard the song.
Yeah.
You were the most unprofessional.
I feel like I've heard the song before. I'm trying to figure out what it is.
Outside?
No. The one that's playing in the background right
now. Oh, this is called
Blue Moon?
Boom Boom Pow by the Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah.
No, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're playing right now in the background?
Yeah, Boom Boom Pow.
I didn't think they played alternative.
Oh. No. This is alternative. Did you happen to... I don't think you guys are not really into that sort of thing, but the Why I Supported Trump thing.
Oh, I heard it. Yeah.
Now, this was insane. I went... You know Kirby? So, have you been to Kirby All of Civil Rights?
Breathing. Yeah.
Yeah, you're just...
Just stop breathing, please.
That's you, right?
Too close? Okay, fine.
Thank you. What did I say? Ready? Right here.
You want to be out when you're not talking, but you want to be in when you
look
are.
Look at me. Right here. Yeah. You want to...
It's good. Hello? I like that.
Can you hear me? Am I good?
You're perfect. Also, you'll build forearms, you know?
He's got huge forearms. Look at them.
I'm saying they'll only get bigger if
they're
he
like
keeps doing radio.
He's like a gym rat.
Yeah.
Like a disgusting amalgamation of just flesh and muscle.
That's what I endeavor to be.
Yuck.
Anywho.
I like the stiff arm in it, too.
Yeah. It's like Rosie the Riveter of radio.
What?
Rosie the Riveter?
No, I don't. Oh, the... We can do it.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that was...
Except he's a little more feminine. Anywho, this...
His facial hair is worse.
This Trump thing that happened... have you been to Kirby Hall of Civil Rights? For
yes.
Those of you who are not on campus and don't go to Lafayette, the one person listening in Romania, Kirby Hall of Civil Rights
I can't stand
is... It's okay. Thanks. There goes our one listener.
No, it's they're all keyloggers.
Are there all of them are keyloggers?
I mean, like, the only time I've been keylogged is from Iranian, so...
Are we allowed to say that on air? Are we allowed to... Just
yeah, I don't know. That was like very casually and subtly, like
subtle elitism?
Xenophobic.
Dahl made a lot of those jokes in
that makes
in 200.
We have fun here.
We do. It's a good time.
So
liberal arts school, yeah.
Liberal.
What are you saying? Yeah, how'd it go?
At 104 Kirby Hall, have you been inside this building?
Yes.
It's not that large, and the auditorium, the 104.
With the three semicircles, right? The three semicircles of desks?
Yes.
Yeah. Right when you get in, yeah.
Yeah. It's not that large. I think its maximum capacity is about 100 people, mm-hmm. I think. There was a line. I've never seen this from any event. There was a line out the door. Almost out of the door of Kirby Hall.
Mm-hmm.
There were so many people. And there were so many people that they actually had to move it to the chapel.
Well, you know why the people came, right?
To argue and to protest.
Well, yeah, exactly. To bash on her.
Now here's the thing.
Which is petty.
Well, the idea of the Mill series, it's based off John Stuart Mill, and I think the idea was one of Mill's ideas was that there's a minority of one, and we have to let every single person speak because in the off chance that the majority is horribly wrong, the minority of one is our saving grace.
Okay.
So. And basically the idea that... So it's one of Plato's ideas. Thank you for all the background crumpling.
Plato, like the Plato. Like the children's toy.
Well, what?
Plato.
P-L-A-D-O.
Yes. Like the...
Dough.
Like, yeah.
Plot.
No. The whole idea of the Mill series was, taking it from Mill and from Plato, that geniuses run the society, and geniuses are minorities of one, typically. Okay. So if we didn't allow everyone to express their viewpoints, we would... deny ourselves of those those outliers that push forward a lot of human innovation.
Mm.
So that's why they bring completely, you know, right of right speakers for the sake of, it's only about 45 minutes of presentation and about 3.5 hours of argument, which I think, I don't know if that's the fairest forum, but it seems like a good attempt at a fair forum.
I mean, at least it's a good way to get a discussion going on campus.
Right, so here's the thing. A lot of people said, you know, a lot of people are arguing that they were, someone in one of my classes explicitly used the word triggered. Yeah. I don't know why or how. I wasn't there. I wasn't listening to this woman speak.
Hmm.
Her name was Roaming Millennial. She was some YouTube. She's got like 200,000.
Roaming Millennial.
Yeah. She's not even. And apparently she wasn't even that articulate from all sides, from all accounts.
Lovely.
But I thought, I like the idea of bringing someone who's polarizing, only if the way that this forum works is that they have a severe handicap, which is they only get 30 minutes of argument, and then the crowd gets 3.5 hours. Doesn't that seem like a fair balancing scale? Like, how else could you make it better? Like, let's say we brought a minority of one, and everyone hated him. I'm talking the worst of the worst.
Okay.
Someone who just spews just useless, verbal assaults. Like, nothing. It doesn't contribute to any sort of dialogue. It's still kind of, like, if I were someone who was being offended, I feel like if that could happen in any capacity, I would almost want to be like, all right, here's your 3.5 hours. You get 3.5 hours to argue. This person gets 30 minutes. This is basically just almost giving someone.
It's almost like an outlet for people to get their negative energy out.
Right, and I thought that would be good, but I'm sure there are great arguments for this not being the best way to conduct the forum, which would be that it's not like a one-on-one thing. It's not like you have one person getting three and a half.
In a better way to put it, it's many against one.
And the many don't get to articulate. They're not literally on a pedestal. They're not on a stage. Mm-hmm. So they don't get to articulate literally in the same playing field. You know, they're not on the same level.
And not everyone's voice is going to be heard regardless.
Right, even and you can't form one cohesive argument against them.
No, because everyone has different ideals.
But yet, because of this event, someone else was, you know, I have never wanted to hear anything in isolation. Like, I've never wanted to hear anyone preach anything in isolation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if someone has an opinion about anything, literally anything, no matter how much I agree or disagree, I'm bored by that opinion if there's no counter-argument. Because what gives it context is the counter-argument. If someone told me, you know, anything, you know, muffins are bad, I would accept it as fact, you know, all right, so what's the deal? Why would that matter? The only time that you ever bring out the importance of an argument is when there's the counter-argument, mm-hmm. which says, well, this is problematic because you're saying this, this, and this, and the implications of that are this, this, and this, and this is how this would affect X party.
So you're interested in the community impact.
Then. Yeah, because what I think that these clash of words do is bring forth the human issue. Because when you have two people who take opposite sides, they're not stuck in their own sort of jargon and their own sort of, you know, scholarly articles. Mm. They start to have to realize and bring out the more human aspects of why they take a particular position. You know, it's not just because objectively these are the truths that exist. You know, I voted for Trump because gotta love Trump Daddy, he's the best.
Yep.
If you have another argument where someone can take your supposedly objective analysis and make it more human and bring out its flaws and bring out its biases, that's when you discover the root of the argument. Otherwise, it's just people taking what's been confirmed in their own academic circles and spewing it out as fact, and that's boring.
Okay, that's fair.
You know? But I think there are issues with the Mill series. I don't know, or that particular talk. I don't really know much about the Mill series. Mm-hmm. But that particular talk, I'm sure there's issues with it in its form, but I think at the very least it was a worthy attempt, and I would have rather it have been attempted than not attempted.
That's, you know, fair.
As even if it were terrible, I'm just glad they gave it a go. You know,
I don't have much to say. You pretty much said everything. I didn't even have an opinion on the talk, and I'd never analyze it from that angle, I guess.
It just, it's kind of, doesn't it strike you that that's a big turnout?
To me, it was
more of
a, why would she want to be here? You know what I mean? It's almost as if she's, she's walking onto a campus, a liberal arts campus. There's liberal in the name, right?
Uh-huh.
And you know you're going to get a volatile response.
That's exactly why she came here.
Like, incredible amounts of backlash. Yeah. And that's what she wants, right? That's what she wanted to see.
And that's another problem with it. She's not coming as a...
As a bias, like, this is... I'm just trying to say this.
As an academic, it's a, yeah.
I'm going to say this. What are you going to say to me?
Yeah. Right? And I'm going to say this so I get more money.
Yeah, let me poke the bear and see how it reacts. I know I'm going to get a reaction out of these kids or these adults or whatever whatever her target audience was. Well, her target audience was people who were entirely against her point. She wasn't going to Lafayette expecting to see fellow Trump supporters, right. Obviously.
Oh, and sure.
I don't think anyone else thought that either.
And I don't... And Michelle's much smarter than me, brought up a good point, which is she's not an academic. I mean... Why, of anyone, you can have this intimate conversation with a Trump supporter, you know, some schmo who works at, you know, the factory or whoever, you know, just the, your run-of-the-mill guy on the street. You can just walk up. He's in a suit. He's like, yeah, I supported Trump, and talk to him. Why, if you have this circle where you can have these heated and intense rhetorical debates, why that girl?
Yeah.
You know, she had no credentials. She's not an academic. She doesn't really have anything new to contribute to the conversation. Maybe
because she was willing to face that kind of crowd, I guess.
Well, yeah. According to the professor, it was just she took the bait.
Yeah.
That was really it. Which I don't know if that's if that's a justification or not. But if you're trying to get some sort of opinion and you want someone who has some sort of notoriety, maybe you pick her, maybe you don't. But you know,
I just
thought it was crazy. You know, 200 had to be 250 people.
Oh, I heard it was insane. Amount.
Yeah, I was really blown away by it. I've never seen anything like it, and I thought it was worth bringing up.
Isn't there another talk going on that's kind of like that?
Now there's to plug an equal amount. I believe it's Tuesday or Wednesday at 7:00, and this is what I think is the good aspect of it. The counter talk going on is why I didn't. Support Trump.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Uh-huh. That's not what you're talking about?
I was talking... Wasn't there some feminism...
There's a whole line of just people that... Despicable arguments.
But. I found hilarious, at least in my opinion. So the talk that happened before this one, like, pretty recently, it was... I saw the posters for it. I didn't hear anything about it, though. At least from people that I talked to. It was... Was the Iraq War a mistake?
Yeah, great talk.
And I wanted... Oh, you went to that?
Great talk,
Well, I wanted it to be that people went into the room, everyone sat down, got settled, and the person stood up and said, okay, this is going to be a discussion on whether the Iraq War was a mistake or not.
Uh-huh.
Yes. All right, thank you for coming. Like, you know what I mean?
Now, actually, that turned out not to be... Just to clarify, that turned out not to be... His whole argument wasn't as crazy as people thought it would be.
Mm.
Was the Iraq War a mistake? Was he framed it in the ex ante and the ex post position,
okay.
Which was ex ante meaning was it a mistake knowing what we knew then? Ex post meaning was it a mistake in hindsight?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay,
and the hindsight argument, he was like, yeah.
Well, yeah. Oh,
and the ex ante thing is, I don't think people think about this a lot because it's framed almost very frequently with a lack of context that the Iraq War was a mistake. The Iraq War was a mistake. And nobody really thinks about was it a mistake at the time, which is an important thing to think about.
Mm.
You know, that doesn't exonerate everyone. You know, you can't just be like, oh, sorry, we messed up. But if knowing with the intelligence provided in 2002 or 2003, was it?
And yeah,
it was
like, the same thing
and even
that.
Then, his answer wasn't yes. His answer was maybe. You know, like there's at least a 50-50. 60-40 scale.
Yeah, it's the same thing with Reagan and when he sold arms to...
Contra?
Yeah, the Contra.
Right.
Cuba, right?
No, it was Nicaragua.
Nicaragua. Yeah, something like that. It was because they were trying to fight communism.
Sure.
Then that turned out into a much larger problem.
Absolutely.
But that in hindsight, you don't sell arms to quote-unquote like terrorists, right? But
right.
They weren't terrorists then. They were just trying to defend their own country.
And it's not a groundbreaking argument, and it doesn't really do much, because the whole point of a failed diplomacy and failed diplomatic relations is learn from them and demonize them.
Yeah, but it's all the contextual basis is really what you need. And like you can't examine these events in a vacuum, is
right.
what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure that's what you were getting at as well.
I was just throwing things out there. It's open
this
something.
This has been intellectually charged.
This has been. We went from nothing to a lot of something.
It was quickly. A lot of you saying a lot of intelligent things, and Julian and I kind of like picking our various body parts.
All right. Well, I was just throwing out bait, dude.
I couldn't take any of the bait. I had nothing to say.
I was waiting for you to be like, nah.
I mean, I wasn't going to disagree with you because I didn't know what to disagree with. I understood what you were talking about, but I didn't have any like really groundbreaking things to say about it.
Whatever it is, it struck me, and I don't even know if anything I said is right. It's just, it struck me that it happened, and it was so explosive.
That's fair.
You know, it's worth bringing up. We are at 5:50. Do you want to squeeze in some more music?
Or... Yeah, we can do two songs and then sign off, man.
And then sign off? That sounds good to me. Wow.
This is a quick one.
Yeah, I know. Well, we're all flustered because I came in here, there were no mics set up, there was, you know, one pair of headphones.
All right.
What's going on?
Let's see what we've got. Summer playlist. All right, sure. I forget if this is a good song, but I'm assuming it is.
Alrighty.
Okay. This is going to be Lit by Noir.
Lit by Noir? Okay. Yep. And we will be back in just a few moments. Enjoy this, and then we'll play another song after that. Come back, sign off, and leave you to a beautiful Saturday evening.
I'm dreaming while I'm wide awake, like heaven's only miles away. I feel like I could die today. Na 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 na, na na na. I feel like I could die today. Na 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 na, na na na. I could die today. Na na na.
sei perché do di ballare. Non c'è bimba più carina che possa questa sera far sognare. Maybe someday Cappuccina, someone's gonna make you fall beneath the spell. Then you'll beg him to stay, but like you, he's gonna say Cappuccina says ciao. Signorina, a Cappuccina is the queen of every coffee house in Rome. Breaks our home. I mean, someday, Cappuccina, someone's gonna make you fall beneath the spell. Then you'll beg him to stay, but like you, he's gonna say Cappuccina.
Voice. Julian, I don't know which mic you are there. Sorry about that, buddy.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Peach Bellini.
Why are you talking like this?
Yeah, what's every with this monotone?
That's my announcing voice, okay?
No, it sounds like you're trying to pose a question, but you're unsure if you want to pose the question.
You sound like a text-to-speech program, Julian.
I'm a speak and spell.
Hello, my name is Julian Bellini.
Peach, quote, speak and spell, unquote, Bellini.
Julian, right. Please don't call me Julian Benici. Benici. Benici?
Benicky?
Benicky, bikini.
I like Bynai Sai a lot.
Bynai Sai, I like that too.
Bynai Sai.
Yeah, so that was it.
That was it. We are closing out. We hope you enjoyed the show. Tune in next week. Same time, same mocha, same gumbo. Maybe not the same time. I'm not sure. But this has been Mocha Gumbo, and I'm Kevin.
I'm James.
And I'm Julian.
All right, and that was me taking a Snapchat of that closing. I'm going to end it all now.
Narcissism.
We will see you next week. Enjoy this beautiful weekend, this summer and fall, apparently. And
it's going to be summer for a while.
Yeah.
Indian summer.
So keep on those summer clothes. Keep rocking the summer jams. We will see you in a week.
We love you.